the salute before the duel. These international athletes are in Qatar trying to gain points in a series that could take them to the Olympics.
This is all about point system. It's not about the medal. It's about point system, where you are. And so the higher level you have, the more points you get toward the Olympics.
This sport dates back to ancient Egypt, but has evolved with the invention of electricity and touch-sensored suits. Without the lights telling you which player got the point, it would be nearly impossible to follow from the stands.
The thing about fencing is if you blink, you can miss it. It's one of the most complicated sports to understand and is one of the least watched events at the Olympics because scoring points comes down to a single point on a sword.
And it's all about the timing. So it's a 20th of a second. I have to be faster than you are. And so it's all about speed in this weapon.
For Margherita Guzzi Vincenti, fencing has always been a passion. She used to compete for Italy, but now represents the USA after getting a college scholarship and an American passport.
Everybody ahead of me had all these international points, and I didn't, right? And so then COVID hit, and then it was a big stop, and so, but we're getting there.
No spectators were allowed at this event. And the governing body has even tried to stop athletes from screaming during the matches as a way to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. Even with no audience, their love of the game keeps them focused.
Sometimes in life you have to advance, you have to make an attack, you have to go and pursue some goals. Sometimes you have to wait a little bit, or you have to just retreat. And so really fencing translates into day-to-day life. And it's a sport that really challenges your brain to think better and to think faster.
And sometimes in life, win or lose, you have to get back out there and fight again. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera, Doha.